What's going on, everyone? It is Monday, July 22nd, a little bit after 8 o'clock p.m. Hope everyone's having a great start to the week. I have been out of town the last two weekends. One was for family obligation. The next one was for work. And I tell you what, I've never been more excited to have nothing planned for the foreseeable future. The next few weeks, I am going to do nothing but chill, relax, get work done, get back on my routine, get back on my workout routine, get back on the podcast routine, everything, and relax. You know what I mean? Because the last few weekends, it's amazing what a few days away can do to throw you off and what it takes to catch up and to get back into your regular behavior and routine. So I'm very thankful and took advantage of the time I had away. But again, just very excited to have this time and have nothing planned in the next few weeks, like I just said. So I want to talk about something I've been thinking about, and I have notes written out here. There's a few quotes in there, so I'm just going to improvise a little bit and also just let you know when I'm quoting something and just not put too much pressure on making it sound polished or whatever, because I think when it sounds too polished, it's just not genuine anyway. Like, I want to talk and express myself, but also, you know, communicate the notes that I've been writing and what I've found value in. So with that said, this is regarding the experience that I'm having putting out truthful content for others to hear or read, and that's with this podcast that I'm recording right now. And it's been a forced reflection on my thoughts and also my reaction to those thoughts. And it's made me face thought patterns, speech, my attitude, and outlook on many different things, and often includes the perspective I have of myself and the expression of my ideas. Because sometimes, you know, you think you sound a certain way in your head, and then you listen to it and you might have a different take. And there's a bit of a reconciliation process, if you want to say. And it's really just, I feel like, helped me to get to know myself better and improve. So here's what I also want to talk about. It's regarding something I heard recently that communicates this topic very well. And Tim Ferriss, that's where I'm pulling this from, the thing that I'm talking about, he interviewed Seth Godin on Tim's podcast. And what was very interesting is that Seth advised everyone to start a daily blog or podcast. And he said that even if it isn't under your real name, everyone should start one, because he believes that it's an important tool, and important tool for personal growth. Now, by blog or podcast, this just means writing or recording something on your mind that anyone can see or hear. And that's an important distinction. And he made the point to emphasize that it's different from a private diary, because those are only for you. And the problem there is that you can start hiding a bit rather than putting your thoughts out for the world to see or hear. And the blog or podcast forces us to face the truth and reality as much as possible. Here's a direct quote. With a public blog, there it is. 6 weeks ago, you said this. 12 weeks ago, you said that, end quote. He also asked the questions, are you able every day to say one thing that's new to you that you are willing to stand behind? And okay, here's another pretty much direct quote. I paraphrase maybe a little bit. He says that a daily blog allows him to have a practice that resonates with the people he needs it to resonate with, that he can do forever, that leaves a trail behind. It allows a listener or reader the chance to go on a journey with him and enables the opportunity to feel closer to the author or speaker. And here's another direct quote. I don't need permission. I don't need to go out and promote it or use any analytics. And I don't allow comments. It's just, this is what I noticed today, and I thought I'd share it with you. If you're in public making predictions and noticing things, your life gets better because you will find a discipline that can't help but benefit you. End quote. Now, I found the no comments part of this something that I really liked. It was insightful. Because if we allow comments, then we're opening up to others' opinions that may not be useful to us. In fact, a lot of them we know are not going to be useful to us because people tend to be negative in comments. They tend to just want a reaction. Maybe there's some insecurities coming out, whatever it is. But if we don't allow them, it will free up the time from reading these unnecessary comments, and it helps us avoid the negative emotion that may come from them. And I think if we ask the people that we care about for honest and real feedback, it will be much more effective. And who knows, may change my thoughts on that. But for now, I really like that part that he mentioned regarding not allowing comments. So all in all, I was just really happy to hear Seth talk about this because I can relate to it. I've been reading his books for years. It's someone I really respect. And to hear him say that this is something he's personally gained so much from and how he advises everyone to do it, I just felt that was really cool. And it's encouraging and motivating for me to keep it going. So I really just wanted to get these few thoughts recorded, and if it helps communicate what I've been experiencing and anyone's able to take something from it, then that's awesome too. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Wow, 7 minutes. Hope everyone enjoyed that, and have a great evening. I'll be talking to you very soon. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Talk to you later. Peace.